Over the last several decades, asthma rates have increased steadily in the United States, and while scientists still don't know what causes the disease, they believe common irritants found in homes across the country can trigger an attack. One program in South Los Angeles aims to help parents of asthmatic children find those triggers and get rid of them. From member station KQED, Sarah Varney has this report.
Maribel Larios walks down a driveway past a small stucco house in Compton, a working-class city south of downtown Los Angeles. Behind the house is a tiny apartment attached to a garage. Iron bars cover the windows and screen door.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
¿Cómo están?
Maribel is a health worker from nearby St. John's Clinic, a community health center for low-income families. She's here to see if something in this tiny one-bedroom apartment is triggering asthma attacks for this family. All five children who live here have asthma. Maribel begins asking the children's mother, Erica Mesa, a litany of questions while a relative corrals Erica's three youngest kids onto the couch.
Does anyone smoke at home?
No.
Not even outside?
No.
The stuff, toys they have?
No, they don't have.
The dizzying list of questions reveals what scientists know about the causes of asthma. Not a whole lot. They do know that certain things can trigger an attack, like air pollution, cigarette smoke, mold, pets, dust mites, and cockroaches. Doctors at St. John's say asthmatic kids living in homes with these kinds of triggers need more than just medication. So along with several other clinics near L.A. and Long Beach, they've started this program to send health workers into the homes to find and reduce exposures, hoping to cut down on emergency room visits and miss school days. Maribel scans the floors and ceilings for cockroaches. There are some small holes that the landlord's been promising to fix. Erica says the roaches come when it's hot, which means they'll be coming soon. Maribel reaches into a gray plastic bucket and pulls out a roach motel, then a rat trap.
We can give you the stuff to clean the cockroaches, like the gel,
yeah,
that you say. You don't have evidence of rats or...
No, not yet.
These questions would be embarrassing for any mother proud of her clean home. Maribel says when families visit the clinic, they often tell their doctors they don't have cockroaches or dust mites because they don't want to be thought of as dirty. Erica says she's doing everything she can think of to help her children.
Yes, I try, but it's like they just get the attacks and I say, whoa, I clean, I change the blankets, I do everything I can, and they just keep on getting them. So I say, I don't know, it's just really, really frustrating.
But she's still just trying to understand the disease. When her oldest son, now 8, first started having trouble breathing, she thought he had a cold. Then one morning, his lips turned purple, and Erica rushed him to the emergency room. That was the first of many trips to the ER, not just with that son, but her other children as well.
I really would like to know why, where did they get the problem, or where does it come from? You know, because none of my family has, none of my brothers or cousins or nobody, just me with my kids.
Erica walks to the kitchen and opens a cabinet next to the sink. Inside is a deep 2-foot-long plastic bin full of blue tubing and packets of asthma medicine. Erica's 4-year-old son, Nikki, sits compliantly on the couch, inhaling the vaporized medicine. Erica says she'd like to work outside the home, but taking care of her 5 asthmatic children is a full-time job. And besides, says the children's grandmother, Alicia, it's tough to even find a babysitter.
Lo primero que le dice, oh, si tus niños tienen asma, te vamos a cobrar más dinero.
She said when she's been trying to give the children to somebody to take care of them because she wants to work, they say they will charge more expensive because they are sick.
There are the public health costs of asthma, like expensive emergency room visits. But then there are these kinds of costs as well, borne privately by families. St. John's and the other L.A. clinics will continue to visit some 700 children and their families over the next year. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney.